Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, on the line with us for the Jimmy Carter Report, you'll never guess who it is.
Who?
It's Jimmy Carter.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Prime Bank of Texas. What a weekend, Jimmy Carter.
What a weekend, what a weekend. Where do we? I know where we want to start, but let me go ahead and start with Hurricane Milton first. I'm really concerned about this, and I'm sure the weather people are definitely concerned that people are hurricane-weary in Florida. And, oh, no, another one. Okay, here we go. This one's got real potential for real, real, real bad stuff. And that's not to scare people. It's just true. I mean, this thing went up to a Category 3. If they say it's going to a 4, it could go down or go up to a 3 or a 5 by the time it hits. And if it's going square into Tampa Bay with an 8 to 12-foot storm surge, there's no telling what kind of damage they could end up with in St. Petersburg and Bradenton and places like that. Where I don't even want to imagine how bad that could be.
Sarasota.
So yeah, large
population areas. I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if it just moves to the right or moves to the left toward Tarpon Springs or down toward Sarasota, and they're going to be on the wet side on Naples side. They said a foot of rain, and I think they're being conservative on a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, this thing is building and building and building, and then it's going to go in and at least a minimum of a 1. When it gets to Orlando, and a 1 is still bad. I mean, I've been through that in Fairhope, and it's knocking down trees and doing all kinds of stuff at a 1. So, man, it's going to go all the way across Florida, from the middle part like Ocala, all the way down and past Disney, and then on out at Daytona, out into the Atlantic. So, there's no telling what the potential is for this storm that we do not need at all, while all this really horrible cleanup is being done in Appalachia for something now they have said is a bigger killer than Katrina, and I think going to cost more money than Katrina. And that was the platinum standard of storms, for us. Andrew and Katrina, I guess, in the last 50 years have been probably the two worst ones. And this one, who really people didn't take that seriously, honestly, coming into the Big Bend of Florida, a few people live there, but okay, could have been worse. And then goes up into the mountains and dumps 2 feet of rain, and then breaks dams and everything else. They'll never be back in some of these places because they couldn't afford to build it back. And you still, I think there's a lot of rumors about the federal government's not doing anything, and that's not true. They were late to the game, that's for sure. They didn't come in there as quickly because they were caught with their pants down, but they did eventually, day or two in, come in there with C-17s and bringing in some military assets and stuff like that that are there now. And I'm presuming there are enough. And if they're not enough, then somebody needs to string up these governors because they're the ones that should be yelling if there's a problem. They're not yelling.
Well, but
so they
must have what
they've got.
That's what people, going back to the George Bush Katrina days, miss. Constitutionally, the federal government cannot just step in and make the calls. the way we're structured, you know, the mayors, the local government, the governors have got to be making those calls in advance on evacuations. And even if it's calling for the National Guard from their own state first before the feds. So all of a sudden, when the feds are a day or two getting in there, folks don't understand why.
Well, they get around that somehow because he sent 1,000 troops from Fort Bragg. And remember during the Civil Rights era, because my family was directly involved with this, President Kennedy, federalized the Alabama National Guard 2 or 3 times. And my brother was always happy when that happened.
You're right, but it requires
federal control because he got paid more money.
That requires evoking martial law.
No, it's never been. No, that's not true.
Essentially, it does.
Well, it's not true, though, so don't say it's not. They've only declared martial law in this country, in Phoenix City, Alabama, and I don't think many other places. You can federalize. There's a lot of real nitpicky stuff there, but no one was fussing about it. So let's not argue constitutional law here. But I know from my family, David was federalized several times, and he was under a federal general, you know, during the Selma Civil Rights March, during a lot of other times. They just took the guard away from Governor Wallace. So the feds can do all kinds of stuff when they want to. Remember, they got the ones that have the airplanes and the helicopters and the atomic bombs, so they can do pretty much what they want to do and talk to them about it later. The charity in this has been fantastic so far, but there's so much need. God bless Dolly Parton, gave $1 million from her own bank account, $1 million from the Dollywood Foundation, got Walmart, there's no me telling how many millions they're going to give up on in services and that type of thing. Trump, and he did it through Jason Aldean Saturday night, and I don't understand totally because I haven't seen honest coverage on it, but I know that he gave $7 million to Samaritan's Purse. I think that's the name of it, Samaritan's Purse, mm-hmm. And that was a pretty big gift and was badly needed. The Morgan Wallen Foundation gave $500,000. College Game Day has given $500,000. It's you know, people have gotten off their money on this, but there's just, like, for example, you can't send them just regular canned food to these people because they have no can opener and they have no electricity to cook the canned food. So the only things they're accepting are MREs and Pop-Top canned fruit or food because that's all they can deal with right now. And it's just that type of detail is going on. And it's just take your breath away bad over there. And I don't know how they're going to ever fix it up. And now the death count is well over 200. And there's still a whole bunch of people missing. And that dam, when it broke, I don't know how they're going to find and what they're going to find in that. But that's what they're doing now, is looking for the missing and trying to figure out where all those people went. So it's going to be a big day today. I don't know how much coverage it'll get, but I think it'll get some. Today is the first Monday in October, and that's when the Supreme Court goes back into session. And I was seeing some headlines over the weekend, one about that from the Washington Post. I didn't read the whole story, but I read because I didn't want to. But they were going into the whole thing about how the country is, and generalizing, has generally lost faith in the Supreme Court. Now, if you go back in history again with some of these people, if they ever took history, go look at what the Supreme Court people were thinking about it in the South in the 60s when the Chief Justice was Earl Warren. There were billboards around, I know, my hometown that said, "Impeach Earl Warren." There were a lot of people that in the South that were after him because the Supreme Court was ruling on civil rights matters, ruling correctly, but they didn't like him. So they wanted to impeach Earl Warren. So now they're on the other end of this deal, and they don't like how they've ruled, you know, on situations that they don't like. So, and then I read a headline here about Garth Brooks that seemed very unfair, not to defend him at all, because I don't know if he's guilty or not, but I read this in the USA Today, and it shows you the media sometimes, particularly the print media, God bless them. This is the headline. This is from the health and wellness column on USA Today from a Charles Tripenny. The Garth Brooks news is a big disappointment. Wow. Well, that's assuming that he's guilty. It's a big disappointment. The fact that someone has filed a lawsuit against him is neutral. I mean, it doesn't, if so, you know, anybody can sue anybody for anything. Doesn't mean you should be sad. It's a lot of trouble and you got to get lawyers, but I don't know if he's guilty or not. That kind of, you know, assumes, and that's not nice. So, the East liberals. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I'm just really, I'm fed up with some of this coverage. I mean, I have to go through this stuff and filter through it every day. And you and say, oh, is that true? Okay.
No, it's epidemic.
You read,
it's horrible.
At least the sports page.
On everything.
No, yeah. Nobody does anything on the sports page, so God bless them. That was a really bad loss for Alabama on Saturday. It was what they call a trap game. In fact, the coaches had put mouse traps all over the training area the whole week in Tuscaloosa to, number one, tell them it was rat poisoning, thinking they were number one, and number two, this is a rat trap game that, you know, you don't take these people seriously, it's going to be trouble. And whether they did or they didn't, they claimed they were ready to go, and the coaches and the team, and then got up there and ran into a buzzsaw. This little, I don't know if you watched the game, but this little Vanderbilt team were pretty doggone good, or we were really bad.
From the get-go.
I don't know.
From the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, there was a pick six on the second round of, I think, second offensive set. Really bad, really bad.
Now, this coach at Vanderbilt, he's got something going on, I think.
He does. He's got something going on. The quarterback he got from New Mexico is, I think, pretty good, and he's got some people that can catch the ball. You can't. It was pretty impressive all the way around. So they tore down the goalpost at the end of the game because it was the biggest victory in Vanderbilt history. And they took that goalpost like a sacrifice down Broadway 3.5 miles, like I'm watching some Tarzan movie.
3.5 miles?
3.5 miles through Broadway, all the way down past the honky-tonks, down past the Hard Rock to where they do concerts and through the daggum thing in the river. And nobody had ever seen, that's never happened in Nashville for anything. We've never gotten that. No one's ever gotten that wound up about a Titan game, not even the Miracle in Music City or whatever or anything else. That's crazy. That was wild. And then over in Arkansas, an hour or two later, Arkansas beat Tennessee, another highly ranked team. They stormed the field. They tore down the goalpost. I don't think they had a river to throw it into, but they tore down the goalpost there. So in the SEC, if you do that, you get fined. Vanderbilt is getting fined because it's first offense of $100,000. Arkansas is getting fined, second offense, for $250,000. So that's what happens if you tear down a goalpost in this league. But that was crazy. And then Missouri, who was also in the SEC, they lost to Texas A&M. So three ranked teams in the top 10 got zoinked. And then Cincinnati, they got their heart broken yesterday when they played really good in the offense and really bad on the defense. And so Joe Burrow's in a wad about that today. And the Buffalo fans are sad, too. So it was some shocking. And then if you care about NASCAR, that was shocking, too. They had the big one, 28 cars, biggest wreck they ever had there at Talladega. And then the winner won by something like an eighth of a second or something like that. It had to be a photo finish to determine who the winner actually was. It was quite a sports win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Weekend.
And now, page two with Jimmy Carter. By the way, Jimmy, just a thought. There is one person happy to hear the Garth Brooks news. Sean P. Diddy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling Garth G. Diddy now.
Thanks for the...
studying public relations, Garth apparently is just acting like there's nothing wrong in going right forward. He's done a couple... He hasn't done it, but this person handling social media is, you know, talking about him playing in Vegas this weekend and that type of stuff and just, you know, non-reacting to it, at least in public, I'm sure. This Joker movie, boy, what a turkey it is. It is now the first Hollywood comic book movie in history to earn a D cinema score from the audiences. The exit polls were equally grim. Out of five possible stars, it was given less than a half. Boy, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad. Then it'll do maybe stinky this weekend, too. Although, movie, when they get plowed that hard, some people go just to see it, just to see what the mess is. So we'll see how that thing ends up. I don't know what the next big movie is. I'm not sure because, you know, they're still mixed up in all their stuff. I think the next really exciting movie will be right before Thanksgiving, will be Gladiator 2. And if you're looking for something to binge, I tried to get Buddy Ted to do this. He won't do it. But I've been watching these shows, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med. They got a lot of episodes. You can go back to the beginning of those on Peacock, either one of those three, and I think you'd be happy with what you got if you're looking for something like a long-form thing to binge or whatever. Those are all good shows, and they're in their new season. And I watched Law & Order SVU, and somehow that just keeps going on. I don't even remember how many seasons they're in, 12 or 11 or something like that. That's too much to binge because it's just, I don't know, the subject matter can get to you a little bit, you know, watching that. Let's see. Saturday Night Live had its moments. The first 5 minutes was fantastic. The debate, I think it was fair on both sides, and I think it was really funny.
It was really funny, I believe, yes.
For 5 minutes, for the first part of the show. And then there were a couple of little other laughs in there, and Coldplay, people like that. And they said a little nice thing about Kris Kristofferson there toward the end. He even threw in Vanderbilt beat Alabama. He somehow got that into Saturday Night Live, which we certainly appreciated that.
By the way,
what a day.
Since October 3rd.
Jimmy, what a day.
Or as of October 3rd, 502 episodes of Law and Order have aired. It's currently in its 24th season.
Isn't that something?
Goes back to started in 1990.
I mean, DAs they've had alone, they've had a lot. I mean, just
a lot
of people going through there, you know, just the district attorney's office. If you were a fan of Coca-Cola Cherry Vanilla or Diet Coke with Splenda, they're discontinued. You still can find it in the stores. I guess you can hoard it, you know, like people are doing the toilet paper. Get your Cola Cherry Vanilla and Diet Coke. Coca-Cola said that people's taste preferences change and lifestyles are constantly changing. Okay. Now, I've got a list here of the foods that people don't eat anymore.
All right.
And I never ate most of this stuff anyway. I ate a few things, but here we go. Beef stroganoff. God, I remember when I got married, that's about all she knew how to cook was beef stroganoff.
Boy,
pretty good.
Ate my share of that crap.
Me too.
What do we have tonight? Beef stroganoff. Oh, great.
Yep. Yeah. Deviled ham. We don't have much of that anymore. Here's another one I never liked, but I used to see it. Chicken or turkey tetrazzini. Another one is chicken cordon bleu. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah, never cared for that.
These sound like TV dinners that I've eaten over the years.
Oh, Salisbury steak. That's another one.
That's right. You
know, that was mystery meat of the highest order.
Well, basically.
I used to eat a lot of those.
It was a hamburger with some bad gravy.
Then there's Jell-O layered salad. I I never could get into that. Hot roasted beefsteak. I don't know. Ham with, this is one. Now, this has to be, I don't think this was a Southern thing ever. Ham with cherries and pineapple. That's when they get toothpicks and stick cherries and those big circle pineapple things out of a can on a ham.
But you know what seems to have gone away? Canned ham. I mean, like a ham in a can.
Yeah.
Now, you can buy all kinds of ham salad and stuff in cans. It's pretty good if you're hungry. But just the big old, you know, buy your ham. Growing up, man, we bought, you know, that's what.
I remember canned hams.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever liked it. But
no.
How about liver and onions?
Awful.
Liver and onions, they don't do much
that's
anymore.
Bob Cole right there, buddy.
No, it's not.
You're not a liver guy?
Chicken livers.
Oh, okay, even
big
worse.
Difference.
Oh, Lord. How about ambrosia salad? Now, my mother used to have to make the ambrosia. She'd make me a separate ambrosia thing. I don't remember why. I think I liked it just with the oranges and something else. But that was a Christmas or New Year's thing. Tuna casserole. Nope. Now, here's something that was extremely popular, and I bet Austin had a restaurant that didn't do anything but this. Fondue.
Well, lots of places, yeah.
Fondue is gone. They don't do fondue much. Chicken a la king.
I love it. Swanson still makes that in a can, and I can eat it all day, half the night.
Oh, God, here's one that I know is gone, and I remember seeing these when you go to a friend's house and they make you a sandwich. They often used to make it with some kind of, it's like bologna, you know, came in a little thing. This was olive loaf.
I remember olive loaf. That was a bad day at the Rain's house.
Universal reaction.
Bologna, and then remember it had like three containers. Oscar Mayer, three containers all in one. You'd have like regular bologna, one had cheese, and then the olive loaf section. That's a hard pass.
And, take that to the homeless.
More, but here's one. I'll continue this tomorrow. But cheese in a can. That's cheese whiz.
Yeah, we have some of that in the cupboard.
Were you just squirt it in your mouth?
No.
Yeah.
Some people did.
On a cracker.
Well, get you. May you have a good olive loaf today.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Alabama haters, hope you all get olive loaf for lunch.
Alabama haters? Come on.
See you, Jimmy.
Bye.
Yeah, when you're big, people want you to come down. I say that's all it was. And it was sweet.
Jimmy's having a day.
Yeah. Hey. Did you see what he put up on Facebook?
Yeah, he put a lot up on Facebook.
Yeah, but basically just a picture of their quarterback. What's his name? He's really good. Jalen Milroe.
Sitting with his hand in his face?
Looking kind of depressed and said, Alabama gets beat. I said, well, that's exactly where you ought to leave.
Yeah, well, he was the hero one week, and, I mean, can't win them all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure glad Texas didn't play this weekend.
Hopefully Coach Sark has Texas realizing that you can be picked by 14 or a couple of touchdowns and still get your rear beat. So hopefully he's given the whole rat cheese.
Saturday at 2:30 in Dallas. Yep.
Hopefully.
Number one, Texas. Number 18, Oklahoma. It is Texas OU week. And the Jimmy Carter Report brought to you by Austin's premier camera store, Precision Camera and Video. Mr. Cattle, Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, Swartner, Texas, and Prime Bank of Texas. Make every stage of your life prime. Good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.